Good morning, my little one. My little prince. You're a little late waking up because I used a small spell so that you'd get a nice sleep in for your special day. Yes, today is the big day. It's your birthday. And you know what that means. Today is the day you inherit your magic. On such a special day, you can't possibly go to school. So, I've already rung your school and told them that you're sick and that you won't be in for the rest of the week. Now, I want to give you a kiss for your birthday. Yes, on the lips. It's okay. You don't need to be shy, little one. I know we only started kissing on the lips recently, but I think it's nice that we kiss on the lips. And I won't embarrass you, only when we're alone together. Wasn't that nice? You liked it, didn't you, my darling boy? And I think I see a little tent in your pyjamas. It's okay, honey. I don't think it's weird. There isn't a boy alive who hasn't had an incestuous dream or two about his mother. It's normal to be a little attracted to mommy. It's natural. In fact, I think it's quite lovely that you're erect for your mommy. It makes me feel attractive and sexy. Your yummy mommy. It's okay, honey. Nobody knows, and nobody has to know. This is all just between the two of us. The love between a son and his mother is beautiful, and we can express any way we want. No, this isn't one of your dreams, but I have a little confession to make, honey. That sleeping spell wasn't the only spell I cast on you. I've been weaving an enchantment around you for months to prepare you for this day. I'd like to kiss you again in a moment. Would you like to kiss me? That's a good boy. And I don't mean a chaste mother-son kiss on the cheek, or a slightly naughty kiss on the mouth. I mean the kind of kiss a boy doesn't usually have with his mummy. Yes, a French kiss. That's right. Does that sound nice, little one? That's good. And have you kissed any other girls yet? No. That's wonderful, little one. I was hoping to be your first French kiss, amongst other things. And the fact that it would be sort of incestuous doesn't sound strange at all, does it, honey? It feels strange, but also normal. That's good. It's fine, it means the spell is working to help you overcome your resistance. Before we kiss, why don't you put your hands above your head? Why? So I can lock you up with these handcuffs. It's part of the enchantment, honey. It helps you feel obedient and submissive. Physically locking you up is going to help you feel safe. So safe. And like nothing is wrong. First one hand. There we go. And now the other hand. Good boy. Does that feel good, honey? Do you feel nice and safe with mommy? Good boy, such a good little boy. And kissing mommy sounds all good now, doesn't it? That's because of the restraints, honey. It helps with the spell. So now that you're restrained, we can have our first kiss as lovers. Yes, honey, lovers. Mommy is going to become your lover on your birthday. This day and forever, I'm going to be your lover. I know that's a little unexpected, but don't think about that just now. Don't think about anything. You can let the spell take over and allow your mind to go blank. Mummy will do all your thinking for you. And you can just obey Mummy. No guilt or feeling bad about what we're going to do together. Doesn't that sound good? Of course it does. And Mummy thinks we should kiss. Relax your mouth as Mummy kisses you. I'm going to push my tongue into your mouth for a nice, incestuous kiss. It's going to feel very natural, darling. That was very good, little one. Did you like it? Of course you did. That's very good, little one. Even with my spell working, you might be wondering why you're going to become Mummy's lover. Is it so I can siphon your magic away from you to myself? No, not all of your magic. You'll still be able to do very small spells. Spells that Mummy permits. But most of your magic is going to Mummy. That's why I've been enchanting you. That's why I've been enchanting you. To ensure that you are having incestuous feelings towards Mummy. That's why you've been having all those lovely wet dreams about your Mummy. I know I said that all boys dream of their mother, but having that many wet dreams about your Mummy is not normal, little one. But it's okay. You don't need to feel ashamed about your incestuous dreams. You don't need to worry about it at all. It's because of the spell I cast upon you. And that's why I've started kissing you on the lips. It helps with the spell. Have you been enjoying the incest dreams? I know I have. Oh yes, honey. The spell works both ways. I have shared your dreams about me. I've loved our incestuous encounters in dreams. I've loved waking up feeling my mummy coming trickling out of me and knowing that you've had a wet dream for me. I thought it was cute that you've been shy around me. I've been looking forward so much to today so that we can get it all out in the open and become lovers in real life as well as dreams. I've been so looking forward to feeling your little boy come squirting hot inside of me. Now, I want to see your cock. Oh, you're struggling again. There's no point to struggling and squirming. But I do like it when you squirm. Are you ashamed that Mummy is going to see you naked? It isn't anything I haven't seen before, you know. And it's good that you can struggle against my enchantment. It shows that your magic will be strong. So much magic for Mummy to take away from you. And ultimately, I'll get my way anyway. Let's help the spell grind down your resistance. I want you to think about your restraints now, honey. There's no point trying to avoid it. It's like when somebody tells you not to think about purple elephants, then it's impossible not to think about purple elephants. I want you to try not to think about the restraints on your arms and now on your feet also. Try, little one. Try not to think about those restraints or what they represent, how they define your relationship to mummy, and how they make you feel. Yes, that's right. You can actually feel your mind going blank, can't you? Doesn't it feel good, blank and quiet for mummy? While your mind goes blank, I want you to look how mummy is dressed up sexy for you. Don't I look pretty in my transparent nightgown and stockings? I'm going to take off my gown so that you can see my corset more closely. Isn't it sexy? Now I'll bend over so you can look at mummy's bum. Don't I look sexy? Do you like my lovely long legs in these stockings? Don't they look sexy? Look how my G-string disappears into the crack of my bum. I'm going to pull it to one side so that you can see mummy's cunny. Doesn't mummy look glorious? You want to fuck your mummy, don't you, little one? Of course you do. Mummy is so sexy. Mummy is the best. She's the only one for you. Nobody could ever compare to mummy, could they? Of course they couldn't tell mummy you love her. Good boy. Tell mummy she's the best thing that could ever happen to a little boy like you. That's right, my little one. Mummy is incandescent. Mummy is your queen. And she will rule her little prince with a firm but loving hand. And you're going to love mummy's rule over you. Now, you've quietened again. Let's see what that morning wood looks like without your pajamas. I'll just magic it right off your body. Very nice, honey. Of course, as a young wizard, you'll be able to make that cock any size you like. And that's good, because mummy is a bit of a size queen. And I like a nice, big, strong cock inside of me. And you're going to be a big boy for mummy. It's the only way you're ever going to be a big boy. In fact, I think you'd look nice if you were nice and smooth all over, like a small boy. I'll just click my fingers. And there we go. Beautifully smooth for mummy. Smooth like a little boy. Do you like that, honey? It doesn't really matter if you do or not. This is happening the way mummy wants. And mummy wants to taste that young cock. Mummy's going to get some lipstick on that cock. Look down, honey. Look down at the view that most boys will never get to see. Their own mother tasting their cock. Yes, honey. Nice and hard for your mummy. I'm going to mount that beautiful shaven cock, darling. Do you think the other boys at school will laugh at you because you're smooth? Trust me, honey, they won't laugh. You aren't going to have anything to worry about. Let me just adjust the size of your cock a little. Like I said, Mummy likes a nice, big cock. Now, pay attention, honey. Look down. I want you to remember this moment. Watch as your cock... Watch as it's lies inside of your own mother. And you do. Oh, absolutely nothing to stop it. All the way inside there. Because this is what you want, little one. What you've secretly wanted all along. It's okay, baby. It's okay to want this. It's okay to enjoy the feeling of your mummy's nice, wet pussy wrapped around your big boy cock. For some men, this might be a moment of dominance, fucking their open mother. But for you, this will always be the shameful moment when you gave into temptation to commit the ultimate taboo, mother and son incest. And when you come in me, it'll transfer your magic to me. That's how this spell works. Of course, I could do it another way, but I think this way is more fun. Don't you think so, honey? Fucking your beautiful mummy, who all the other boys at school want to fuck? No? You think it's very wrong to fuck your mother? That's your conscience talking, little one. Don't worry. The spell also erodes your resistance to me. If you tried very, very hard, you could resist it. But the fact that you're erect inside of me tells me that really, deep down, you want this. You've always wanted this. You thought it was all just the spell making you have those wet dreams about me. Waking up covered in your own cum after dreaming about your mother. But it isn't the spell. I may have helped you, but at some level, you've wanted to fuck me for some time. Just like all your little school friends. Just imagine your friends could see you now. Balls deep inside your mother. Perfection. And now that you're fully inside of me, allow me to explain why the boys at school aren't going to be laughing at you. How smooth you are. It's going to be very difficult for them when you're going to be the guy. The guy who is balls deep inside of all the girls in the class, and even older girls in the school. Maybe some of the teachers too. Of course you will be, baby. I'm going to use some of your own magic to weave an enchantment around you that's going to make you irresistible to the girls. And the boys too, if you like. But mostly the girls. Taking your magic is just the first part of my plan. I am going to be the matriarch of a powerful, magically gifted family. But our gift is a rare gift, the little one. I went to a lot of trouble to ensure that you'd have magic. But now that I have my little cum dispensing unit with magical genes, you're going to be impregnating every girl in sight. And you're going to have to get a lot of girls pregnant just to get a few gems from the dross. But we'll get a few, don't you worry. We'll let the girls' family raise them and then steal them away when they're old enough. We'll have to move around, of course. Part of the gift is long life, and you're going to age far more slowly than these mortals. And we can't have anybody noticing that. But that's part of my plan also. It works better when the girls are in love with you. And with young girls, it's always true love forever. So you're going to fuck a lot of young girls and break a lot of hearts. You're going to be a legend. The boy who got all the girls pregnant, who fucked the lead cheerleader, and also the head girl into the family way. The boy who they say even got the younger teachers pregnant. Don't worry, it'll be easy. Mummy will be right there with you. I'll cast a glamour to make myself look your age, and I'll be there every step of the way. I'll be your first girlfriend at school, telling you the right thing to say and do. You'll only need that at the start. I'll tell the girls you're amazing, and once the girls start talking about how you're so amazing and so yummy, and such an amazing kisser, it'll take off all on its own and the spell will do the rest. Your magical cock will bring them all to wonderful orgasms. They'll be competing to be the one to fuck you at the dance. If they try to use condoms, then they'll magically break every time and the pill won't stop your magical cum. Your big cock will be spurting babies right into their slutty teenage wombs. God, that sounds wonderful. And you feel wonderful. Your big cock is going to squirt your incestuous load into your own mother. Nice and hot for me. I'm looking forward to feeling my sons come inside of me. Feeling it drain your magic into me. I can see you like the idea also, darling. You've stopped struggling and you're letting mummy rule you. What if I told you that the spell isn't just about stealing your magic? No. No, it's also about getting pregnant by you. Oh yes. I'm going to let nature take its course when you spray your seed into mummy's cunt. Oh, your cock jerked just then, little one. Did you like it when I said mummy's cunt? Plant your seed in my cunt, darling. Let me feel it. I can see you're trying to struggle again. That's so good, honey. I love watching your spirit break. You're such a good little mother lover. It's so cute that you've accepted the incest, but you're trying to resist breeding your own mother. You draw the line at impregnating mummy. It's so very, very, very wrong, isn't it? Imagine people knew you were the one who impregnated your mother. Are you going to impregnate me, darling? You're going to dump your incestuous cum right inside of my fertile womb. You're going to breed your own mother and we'll have our own love child. The spell will ensure that it's a girl. I only needed one cum dispenser, honey, and you're it. After after this, all my children will be girls. And we're going to have lots of children together, honey. You're going to breed your mummy over and over. One day, your sister daughters will be in charge of you. And you'll always be under my spell, forever and ever. Perhaps we might even breed you to your own sister daughters. Does that sound nice? Don't give up struggling, little one. Mummy loves to watch you struggle. Even though you have no chance of resisting this temptation. You could if you were a stronger boy. A boy who didn't secretly desire his mother. A strong boy could resist this enchantment. I didn't make it all that strong. But you aren't a strong boy. Mummy raised you to be a weak, permissive, yielding, submissive boy. Still struggling. That's so adorable. But I'm close to coming now, honey, and you're going to come with me. 5. Get ready to come in, Mummy's cunt, my darling little one. 4. Spraying your seed in Mummy's fertile womb is going to feel so amazing. 3. You're going to love breeding Mummy over and over. 2. Even now, darling, even now, you could still resist me and throw off this enchantment. But once you come in me, it seals you in my power forever. And I think that's what you really want, isn't it, you little boy slut? And 1. That's it, darling. Come for Mummy. Spray your seed in Mummy's cunt. Do it for Mummy. Get your Mummy pregnant. Oh. I can feel each rope of your cum. Each thick, hot, sticky rope of cum. Good boy. Mummy's cunt is a creamy mess with your nice hot load. I can feel your magic soaking into me and your sperm breeding Mummy. It's wonderful. And you're such a good boy for submitting to Mummy. Mummy loves you, little one. You're mine forever.